This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey there, Vault Dwellers. Follow us as we take a topic from the Fallout universe and discuss it in a group of diverse individuals. We are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us, the conversation has already started.
Welcome to another episode of the Fallout Roundtable. I am your host, Maverick Stone, and today we have a great episode, a special episode, if I would say so myself.
You would.
I would say that. Yes. Yes. But before we do that, I would like to introduce, we have Jaxus and Sash Lady, as always, with us discussing our favorite stuff, you know, each week, maybe. Unlike me, where I was at an airport while you guys were recording without me.
Having a good time talking to Zach and Brooke.
Yes, yes. For anyone that was there last Thursday, I was in the chat in Atlanta at the airport waiting to go to Florida. So,
completely bummed that you were missing out on.
I was upset about that because I loved Zach Frenfrock.
Didn't bother me at all.
Frenfrock, you did it too. Yeah. You said Frenfrock. That's not his name.
But anyway, that's in the past. I am back now. And before we get started, how about you rate, review, and subscribe to our YouTube channel? It's the Fallout Roundtable or Fallout Roundtable. It's our same logo like on our Spotify. You can go to our Twitter. You can follow us there on Twitter. Send us something, anything. Be awesome. Ooh, excuse me.
Hey, we've gotten some incredible emails lately.
I know. It's awesome. And our email, again, falloutrtb@gmail.com.
You can sound like he's about to go, brah.
I know.
I'm like, holding in a burp right now.
I'm like, please don't.
I'm holding in a big burp. But anyway, going back to our Twitter, it is @falloutrtb. I seem to have missed it. Oopsies.
@gmail.com?
Well, I already did our email. It's FalloutRTB@gmail.com.
Puppy Cam.
Can
you see her? You probably can't tell that's her because she blends into the background. She's the black like a lump blob.
She's the blob on the pillow.
She's that black lump back there. Yeah, that's her. Puppy Cam.
So anyway, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about the builds and stuff.
Yep, you keep
TV
dropping
show.
Hints. We're talking about specials.
We're talking about special because this is a special episode.
Especially
for specials.
So what we're going to talk about today is the TV show has been out for a little bit, and because of that, people wanted to build our the main characters in the show. So Bethesda went out and did their thing, gave us what we wanted.
Which
and we're
going to
talk about it.
Which would be their special stats. Yeah.
They are special stats, and we're going to discuss it. Whether we don't like it, it doesn't matter.
Or we don't care. Okay.
Yeah, or we don't care.
Does it seem to ring true with what we see on TV?
Well, yeah. You know, I mean.
Yeah, so let's get down to it.
So, I would say we would start with Walter Goggins
because he's the best. Walton
Goggins.
I can't speak, man.
Like the Waltons.
Words are hard.
Words are hard.
Words are hard.
Frenfrock.
Frenfrock. Yeah, y'all are like Frenfrock.
Fraggle Rock.
Throw in some rocks. R's in there that don't go.
Down to Fringo Frock.
Oh. Fringo Frock. So, do you want to go based off of the...
I mean, we could just do the Discord stuff that you
Fallout Shelter.
But I don't have the stats special? In front of me. Huh? I don't have. We don't. Have, I mean, I don't think we have the stats in front of us.
That's why we have the World Wide Web.
The one that I put in the chat is from the Fallout Shelter. Like that's their Fallout Shelter stats.
Oh,
that's what I put in the chat.
That'd be nice.
So what I have on Twitter is from. If you want to build it in 76. That's what I tweeted. I can retweet it off of our account. Because this is on. I may have retweeted it off our account. I'm not sure if I have. I'll look. And if I haven't, I will. But I thought I did.
Bethesda has revealed each Fallout TV character's special stats.
Oh, yeah. As you can see in my glasses, you can see
everything. So maybe I didn't. So I'll find it on there and I'll tweet it.
I wonder if it's the same. Let me look at hers. Let's see.
Dawn.
They look different, if I remember correctly.
Four.
They're perception. Slightly different.
Yeah,
they are slightly different.
Perception
which was...
is 8, and then her endurance, instead of being 6, is 3.
Yeah.
Her charisma is 5.
And that was
still.
What shocked me. And that's why I was like, maybe these are just like starting stats because they don't all add up to 50 either. And most of the time you see a build, it's for 50. And, you know, they've not. Here we go. So we will retweet that. Retweet that. And then here's the ghoul. So it's on. It's now on the Fallout RTB Twitter account. I have retweeted it. So if you want to see that, that's on.
Come on, let me get on my phone. Hold up.
Where is it?
Yeah, it's like right on the top because I just retweeted it. So
well, the one I'm looking at, like the picture of the characters in the way of the stats. It's like, really?
Where?
Oh, this one's the gamer. I'm just... Oh, there we go. Here's a nice looking
one. Oh, there it is. Okay.
This looks good.
Because they even give you the outfit that she should wear. They're like, in 76, wear the Vault 33 outfit and give her the Vault 33 backpack. And then Maximus, they're like, he's going to wear... The T-60 armor.
It looks
like
people are
gonna wear the ghoul outfit with
too.
The hat.
Well,
that's how you'll dress your character in Fallout 76.
Well, the it looks like the stuff from 76 that you sent that you retweeted at us at Fallout RTB.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's mostly just all the perks and stuff. It doesn't
actually.
Yeah,
the perks, which is why I thought that was interesting because. You know, we were talking about, like, for example, the ghoul watching the show. It's like, dude has to have bloody mess, right?
I mean, oh, I agree.
Full-heartedly. Like, especially in Philly. But then when you look
especially
at
especially when you leave a hole about that big.
Yeah.
That big into a person.
And people were flying and everything else. But when you look at his perks that came from Fallout, he does not have bloody mess. And it's like, he really should have. So they did not give it to him in.
Is it?
I wonder
a
why they only showed the stats for the three main, like the three characters, though.
The three main ones. I don't know because honestly, I feel like Norm is like a fourth character. Like he's a main character too. It seems like.
Did you? Hey, side note, Norm. Did you know the actor played in Wizards of Waverly Place.
I didn't know that. I knew he came from some teeny bopper show.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
There was another one that he was from. Because everybody was like, oh, you know, that's Carmen from blah, blah, whatever. And I'm like, never watched that show because it was.
Great. Now I got to look it up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Because I may have gotten the show wrong.
Like, because sorry, I think y'all. We're grown ups.
We use Google.
Yeah. Google is our friend.
I do like how at first I didn't like how that character was portrayed, but near the end of it, I actually really liked it.
Oh, that's funny. Norman McLean is an actual person. Because I'm like, Norman McLean is like, oh no, he's an actual dude.
So what do you guys think of how the whole thing kind of came about in this season?
Overall?
Yeah.
You mean as far as like what we predicted or what?
Well, just, I mean, your enjoyment level. Like, did you really get into every element of it? Or yes. Did you sit there scratching your head? Like, how did this Moldova lady like survive 200 years?
Well, we're still questioning that.
I'm questioning that.
And I'm hoping that we get an answer in fall, you know, in the second season, because I think we got a teaser.
You think she might be cryogenic?
I think she did, because, okay, so in the end, when you see the billboard with something about cryo, something at, what, Vault, not Vault, but Lucky 38 or something like that. I forget what it was.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't deep dived that episode yet, and I've only seen it twice. So, unlike the three or four times I've seen the earlier episodes for the deep dives, you know, we see that, and I, you know how, like, if you notice at the end of each episode, each fade out is kind of like a preview for the next episode. So like that fade out was obviously a preview for the next season because it showed New Vegas.
Whoa. You know, we do not NCR. Spoilers here. Spoilers. Goodness.
I'm sorry. It's been 2 weeks. You've seen it. Yeah. You know,
true,
you
have
it.
True.
If you listen to this show, the odds are
you've
already watched it. You're already playing at least Fallout 4 new mod stuff. And this is where people go after they've already figured everything out. And then they go to hear us complain about
it. Then they come to us and our stuff.
They go, what kind of crazy spin are these guys going to put on this crap?
Yeah, I mean, Eric and I have been having a really good time, like, tearing these episodes apart and talking about, like,
listen to them. It's nice
stuff. I mean, well, you have to listen to it, whatever. But, I mean, you know, we go into detail. That's why they're as long as they are.
Yeah, they're like,
you know, we tear each scene apart and we do detail.
I was waiting like about a half an hour in. I'm like, are they going to do a break? You did a break
the
about
first
an
one.
Hour in.
Yeah, the first
you
one we were
break
mad
like
about
an hour
break.
In, and I'm like, and then I'm like, then you went for another hour. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's halfway through.
It was halfway. Yeah,
it works.
And then the second one, I was like, okay, we're going to do break here. Well, then it ended up we did break earlier because my house got noisy. And I was like, let's just break here. I still have to send you that. I did not get on the computer at all yesterday because I wasn't feeling well.
Guys, going, I finally figured out what other teeny bopper show that Norm's
actor. What was it? Because I've been half-ass looking.
Hannah Montana.
And I was going to say that, but I was like, I'm not sure if that's it, so I'm not going to say it.
He played Rico in Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, right. And that's what everybody talked about. And I'm like, I never watched Hannah Montana. I did not care.
I watched Hannah Montana.
You're talking about the little short
skinny
guy, right?
I think I was told
right?
for that.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Who was...
her brother. The one that hid.
No.
No,
that's a different guy. Rico is the guy that is the kid who like partially owned like a stand or whatever on the beach.
That makes sense.
Like near their house or whatever. I'm sorry, I watched Hannah Montana.
Yes, I didn't watch the show. But that's what everybody kept talking about. He's Rico from Hannah Montana. And I was like, I really hope the kid did other things since then, you know, because I mean, I think he's great in the show. Honestly, I think he's excellent.
He's phenomenal. I didn't really understand the meaning of the character until like halfway through the season, where I'm like,
dude, I figured it out like the first
that's
episode.
I'm
like, this is the only
just
kid who knows
the picture of the kid. Yes, her brother.
Yeah, and he's like the only person who knows what's going on.
Like, no,
he's the only person who knows what's going on. Is the thing is like first episode, I was like, he's the only dude who knows what's up. Everybody else is like, la, 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 la. And he's the only guy who knows what's up. He's the only guy who's noticed that these people
something
are not
was
right.
Wrong right away.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about, you're not talking Hannah Montana. You're talking.
No, we're talking about the TV show.
I'm like all over the place. But yeah.
No, I mean, it's
incidental. He's Lucy's brother and he hid.
Yeah.
And then you said no. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, no.
No, you're right.
Research,
you're
and
right.
I found out.
You're
that,
right.
Oh,
I'm right.
I think he thought you were talking about the brother and him.
Yes, he was.
I was
okay. My mind is all over the place this week. Care. Okay.
Yeah, see, that's what the
so back to Fallout
stuff
melts
your
that
brain.
I did watch.
See, gotta stop drinking that crap.
Right?
This
running
is the
your brain.
First one I've had in like ever since I didn't have one down down in Florida.
Florida. Yes,
are they smart place. And they don't carry those?
No, they do. I did have some, but I didn't drink them. I had alcohol instead.
Perfect.
Okay.
So, yeah, I enjoyed his character because he was the only one who alcohol. Got it. Like, I'm sitting here watching these people eat dinner at the wedding ceremony, and I'm like, what is wrong with these people? You know, they're all like a bunch of morons, and they're like, rah, 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 rah.
So, what do you think's going to happen in that vault? I just got this weird feeling.
Which
that
one?
He's going to rise in the ranks.
Norman,
yeah. I think he's going to.
Norman got trapped in 31.
You didn't get the whole every job that you've had, your supervisor says that you lack enthusiasm, and he says no, but that sounds right. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think he's going to rise in ranks, but I think.
Well, I just think he realized in the honestly,
I think he's
going to
end up doing something
trapped
drastic.
In the other vault.
I think he's going to do something.
Oh,
drastic.
He gets that. Oh, he's not. I mean,
he's not in 33 at the end
he's
of
he's in 31 and he's going to stay frozen in there for
30. Well, he was trapped.
Yeah, he was trapped in 31.
Right. And Bud said, you're going to wait. And you know, because he said, you're going to have to wait until, I don't know, whatever it was. And he said, well, where am I supposed to do that? And he goes, I would recommend your dad's pod. So he's going to be cryogenically frozen until.
Again.
Whenever. Well, Norman never was frozen.
Well, yeah, no, you're right.
His dad was, but he wasn't. But he just found all this stuff out, and the kid's reeling, and what's he going to do? Freeze himself, because he can't get out.
Turns out his dad's a piece of poo-poo.
Yeah, he
dad's
is.
A piece of crap.
Wow, that was like a big turn, wasn't it?
Oh.
Was like.
Oh, we got to talk about
literally just
crapped
on his daughter. So I guess we're talking about completely different things.
We're just not alone. I'm just, I don't know. I'm like,
it's just freeform. It's fine.
How long am I going to be able to talk about the strength of Lucy and the perception?
No, it's cool. Yeah. I could talk about the TV show all day.
I'm just speculating, you know, it's like I've watched all the episodes once. Cause I was like, okay, everybody else watched.
I love that. We are obviously going to see something about New Vegas, and that New Vegas has obviously had a lot of stuff go on in the last, how many years has it been? 9 years or whatever since the end. Yeah. I don't know how long it's been since the end of New Vegas. I know it's been 9 years since the end of 4, but I can't remember.
So does that mean
the
Nick might be around?
The who?
Nick.
The detective guy. Maybe.
You know?
Probably, but I don't know that he's going to be. Where?
I mean, he's
a
synthetic, so he's not going to die.
There is a time frame. Here it is. The Fallout timeline. New Vegas was 2281. So this is like 2296. So we're looking at like 15 years later.
I mean,
15 years after New Vegas.
So depending on the whole, you know, does Nick die? Does Nick live? He might show up in the show.
I mean, he could, but he was on the East Coast, so hard to say.
Nick? I thought he was in New Vegas.
Now, what Nick are we talking about? Are we talking about
the synthetic
Nick Valentine?
Nick, the Nick Valentine, yeah.
There's no sense in New Vegas. He's Fallout
yeah,
4.
Yeah, I thought there was
in Fallout 4?
He's in Boston.
I'm getting my games mixed up.
With the Institute.
That happens to me sometimes.
I know.
I do that.
But he's in Boston with the Institute. Now, since the Brotherhood is apparently, at least some portion of it, giving orders from the Commonwealth. That would hint at a Brotherhood, a canon Brotherhood ending, which means no Institute canon ending and no Railroad, because they're the two that want you to blow up the Institute. Minuteman can still exist, because the Minuteman don't blow up the Brotherhood. They don't care about that.
No, they do.
No, they don't. Not in the game. You don't have to blow up the Brotherhood with the Minutemen.
So is it possible Craig Boone could still be in there?
He's in New Vegas. Yes.
Right.
Depending on the canon ending. So it looks like
do we let
NCR
Benny
is
or,
probably
yeah,
the
dies,
canon or so. The house. It depends. If it's house, like the house is probably going to be canon ending, but maybe NCR. I don't know, because it shows
Walter
a lot
and
of
Bunny be there?
NCR. Huh?
Walter and Bunny.
Yeah, I know. That'd be great. but it shows a lot of destroyed NCR vehicles and things like that as you fade out in that last episode. Pay attention to it, and you'll see a lot of destroyed. And you see the sentry, not the sentry bots. What did they call them? The Securitrons or whatever that you called them in New Vegas. A lot of destroyed those, a lot of destroyed NCR stuff. Everything's just like destroyed. But you can tell, you can see silhouettes of different, of the casinos, the different ones. And you can see like the gates of New Vegas and the sign as you fade out. You know, you see all that stuff. So it's very clear that you're panning out from New Vegas. And it's like the same pan out, I think, that you get in the beginning of New Vegas when they pan out. But you see different things. Like you see people walking around in the beginning of the game. And then they show this the courier up there and he makes the shot.
Yeah.
So it's the same pan out. It's just different because you see everything destroyed this time. So it's interesting, but, you know, we see Hank, you know, in the power armor walk up and, you know, you see the Deathclaw skull and, you know, and they already said, because everybody was like, oh man, no Deathclaw in the season. Well, they already said we didn't want to throw everything in season one.
You know, because it sounded like they were already going to do a second season, even if it wasn't a hit or not, you know?
Well, they were definitely hoping to, but all indications were showing like everybody was loving it when they saw it, even like well before it was released. So they already kind of, I mean, they were talking about how season two was already approved before they even dropped season one. So I'm hoping it goes for many seasons because I feel like there's a lot they could tell. And we need something to sustain us until Fallout 5 finally comes around. Which, you know, since we already know that they're working on freaking, the other game, Elder Scrolls.
It's funny, I keep seeing videos and like memes of people saying that they should have done Fallout 5 instead of Starfield.
I've had a lot of people say that, but you know, I like Starfield too. But the thing about Starfield is after having Fallout 76, you know, the cool things that we can do in Starfield, like build a cool ship and build a cool base, and it's like now I just want to be able to show it off to somebody, and there's nobody to show it off to. I mean, literally, you have
thousands
of planets that you can
unless you do a YouTube video,
and there's no one there. Like, you can't, you know, do anything with your friends or visit anybody or anything because it's just you.
Yeah. Well, and that's that's why I said they should make a New Vegas game. Don't go piss people off because I love saying
I don't know that they will do that either.
New
I have
Vegas
a feeling
after New Vegas it takes place after this
I have a
season.
Feeling that your New Vegas 2 is season 2 of the Fallout TV show.
I hope not.
I have a feeling it is.
I have a feeling that I agree with you, but me personally, I hope not.
I mean, sure, everybody hopes so, but I have a feeling that that's going to be what it is.
That'd be cool, actually.
Set it right after season two.
I don't mind it. If that's because I feel like they're going to be like, we had the TV show. Why are we going to go back and play a game?
I feel like that's going to give us less games. It's going to anger some people like me because I like games.
And somebody else said that Fallout 5 was going to be in San Francisco. And honestly, I hope not because I'm kind of done. Like, you know. Fallout 1 and 2 were in California. Fallout TV shows in California. New Vegas was in Vegas. Kind of done with the Western. We already know season 2 is probably going to be out west. It's going to be.
It's kind of done. Probably going to be in New Vegas.
I want to be somewhere else.
I want to go to Mexico.
Mexico!
You know, somewhere we haven't seen before. That's what I want. I don't want to go back to the same tired, you know, places that we've already been. I want to go somewhere else. Sorry, my opinion. I'm allowed.
Fallout New Orleans.
Yes,
Eric's
that's what I want.
That.
It's when we saw that scene of that guy getting the ghoul out of the ground. with his Cajun accent and the chicken and everything. I was
it sounded like it was in New Orleans.
Like that looked kind of Bayou, and he sounded pretty Creole. I was like, I could do me some Fallout. I could do me some Fallout New Orleans.
Some of that voodoo.
Yeah. How get you some voodoo priestess. Get you some wild, you know, gator or something. Get you some kind of crazy hillbilly ghoul or something, or some kind of crazy thing. They hillbilly could even put something in like they did with
a hillbilly ghoul. I love that.
Not Far Harbor, but the other one. What's the one from Fallout 3? I should know this because I need to play it.
Which DLC are you thinking about?
The one with they're in Maryland and they have all the inbred.
Oh, you're talking about the airbase where it continues the story. Am I thinking of the wrong one?
No, I'm talking about the one where they take the boat to the island. God bless America. I can't remember.
It sounds like Far Harbor.
That's Fallout 4.
Hold on. Google.
And I know the name of it because it's on my docket to play, and I'm
Point Lookout.
Point Lookout. Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
That was Eric.
Point Lookout, where you have all the inbred hillbilly guys running around. That's you could do something like that with like Cajun people. Some Cajun people, backwood, you know, never came out of the swamp. Swamp people.
They used to could. They try. They might could again.
Sure, that.
Come on down to my hood, Billy Goat.
But I want to see some voodoo priestess teaching you how to heal me, like use chickens and I don't know, like crazy stuff.
Some natural healing.
Go get you a chicken,
man. What do they do?
Get you a chicken and three turnips and
chop its head off and squirt all the blood out over it.
Shaw.
Yeah. It's these herbs from, you know, this specific part of the woods, and I don't know. It's crazy stuff. I want to see that.
I'm getting narcoleptic all of a sudden. Nico.
Don't do that because I've been work all day and
until Saturday.
Yeah, I've been rub it in there. Little fuzzball.
I'm off until Monday.
My dad has 2 weeks off.
Oh, that's nice. So,
never
looking at Cooper Howard's build, strength 5, perception 6, endurance of 7, charisma of 7, intelligence of 4, agility of 7, and luck of 4. Do you think that is that how he comes across in the show? I feel like he has more intelligence than 4.
I feel like it's more of a 5 or a 6.
At least. I mean, you can't have an intelligence of 4 and survive what he has survived.
Can you have
buried in the ground?
Can you have charisma and not intelligence?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, think about that.
Yeah,
you can be
a happy dumb guy. Sure. Well, you can be the dumb guy that everybody likes. You can do that.
Okay.
But I don't think he is, and he wasn't buried in the ground the whole time.
It sounds like every couple years.
Yeah, it's not like he's kept oblivious.
No, I think that one guy just got a hold of him because he got tired of him being the best bounty hunter, and he buried him, and because he got the best of him and buried him. I think that was a recent thing. And I don't think that was
endurance should be like a 10.
Right?
But he's a ghoul.
But I feel like 7's probably good for endurance. Agility, you know, that's pretty good. And luck, I don't know, maybe his luck should be higher because...
Okay, yeah, I agree.
If his intelligence is going to be a 4, then his luck has got to be higher. I don't know if he needs a strength of 5. I'm not really sure.
You got to hold on to those pistols somehow.
Yeah, but you're not punching people in the face when you're holding pistols, dude.
Right. Well, he's not a melee character.
I've done it in Fallout 4.
He's not melee. He doesn't carry a lot of crap around. He carries his little bag on his shoulder, and that's all he does. Well, you know?
Okay. But hear me out here. What about a pistol whip? If you got a pistol whip somebody.
He did once.
You've seen him do that.
Yeah, we saw him do it once. And you don't need a strength of 5 to do that. Now, perception, I feel like his perception should be off the charts, especially the way he was fighting in Philly.
Well, yeah, it was all
It was like, bam, bam,
everybody, bam. I mean, you got to consider bam. He's a veteran of the Anchorage War.
Right.
Yeah.
And he knew where everybody, like, he knows where everybody is. And he picked up, he knew what was going on with Vault-Tec. Like, he picked up that something was off. I mean, yeah. It was bugging him enough that he went to that woman's meeting.
And he bugged
And it was
wife.
Still bugging him enough that he went ahead and put the listening device on his wife's pit boy so he could see, you know, listen in to what was going on. I mean, he could have just
dropped
her
the
off at
biggest
work and gone
bomb.
Home.
Since the nuclear bombs fell. Are we going to talk about that? The biggest bomb that they dropped in that last episode? They dropped bombs in that last episode.
Yeah, they did. But you know what else happened? I don't think Vault-Tec dropped the bombs. I know they said they were going to because that was how they're going to guarantee sales or whatever. I don't think they did, though, because you know what? I'm a mother. I would never... If I worked for Vault-Tec and I was like, yeah, we're dropping the bombs today at 11 o'clock, I would not say, sure, honey, take our daughter to a birthday party. I would have been like, hell no, get your ass in the vault. I don't think Vault-Tec dropped the bombs.
It could have been one of the, I think see where you're coming did. From. I could see where you're coming from, but I believe that Vault-Tec still did it.
I don't think they did. Because whoever is in charge of Vault-Tec was talking in her ear, well, on her pit boy or whatever,
well,
to her
his
directly.
Perception on it, though. What do you think? What is it you're thinking?
My thinking is that yeah, they talked about it, and I believe that they did do it for the reasons that you know she was sort of on the fence about it, but she was the one that brought it up and then also. Also, she it could have been dropped by another member of that committee without them knowing.
I don't know.
Well, you had Robco there. You had
Westech is there.
I feel like Westech and Robco and all them, they don't have the power to do that. Hmm. Like they would have
ran
to,
the United States,
not to bomb the entire country.
Well, it could have been the enclave behind all of their backs.
And it could have been, but I feel like the Enclave probably controlled Vault-Tec.
So in terms, even though the Enclave probably did authorize it, it still goes
Enclave
under Vault-Tec,
might have been
though.
More than authorized. It might have insisted it and said, look, mm-hmm. you're doing this whether you like it or not, or killing
yeah,
all of
so they drew so Vault-Tec's hand into this thing.
It very
at the
possibly
end.
Could be. Yeah,
because that's the thing is like we don't know who was sitting upstairs at that meeting, but whoever that was speaking to her directly, because when everybody was like blah 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 blah, and she was like, let's bring this back in focus, like let's bring it back to the task at hand. That was because somebody had told her, you know, because she looks at her pit boy, she looks at him, and then she says, let's refocus this meeting. And then when they're like, well, how do we know we're going to get our investment, blah, blah, blah. She says, because we're going to drop it ourselves. But I don't think she knew, which she's the right-hand man, because she wouldn't have let her daughter go off and be outside the vault when her whole focus was getting her daughter safe. Well, in the beginning, it was her family. But then we find out, obviously, they're divorced. So I don't know if she's still watching out for Coop or not.
Well, that just
definitely
tells me
her daughter.
That Cooper got caught.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, I'm
me.
Sure he did.
Yeah,
we're
you know
going to probably find
caught.
Out that he got caught and she's pissed.
Or she figures out that he's the one that bugged her pit
right.
boy. And...
Because she knew that it was transmitting somewhere and she didn't know where. Yeah. And I'm sure he's going to get caught. Because why is he hanging out in her office? Like, oh, honey, I just missed you so much. Well, you said you were taking Janie and doing this. Well, I lied. You know, like... He's going to get busted. He's not being really careful. He's not a good spy. But
he tried.
He wants to know what's going on.
He tried.
He knows something's up and he wants to know. And of course, then he finds out the big old woo, we're going to drop the bomb. And he's like, well, that's not cool.
And then she finally said the iconic line throughout the entire 8 episodes that we were listening to. I'm like, when are they going to say it? And then
he said it twice that episode.
War
yeah, they did.
Changes.
And the funny thing is, Walton said he didn't realize how iconic that line was when he said it. And he said, I didn't even realize how big deal that line was until after. Because he's not a gamer.
Such a big deal.
And the funny thing is he's friends with Ron Perlman. And he's like, I never knew what a big deal it was.
Well, and Ron Perlman's not a gamer.
No.
Well, and neither is Walton. Yeah. His son is, but he's not.
Yeah, Ron Perlman can barely turn on a computer.
Yeah. So he said something to Ron Perlman, and he's like, man, I really hope I did it justice. I didn't realize that it was like
your line, you know,
a thing, like, you know, and he was line. Like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, Ron Perlman, like when they were interviewing him, he was like, when they told me about this and that, and they were talking about the game, I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't play games, you know, and they're like,
well, Walton said, you know, because they were like, hey, you don't have to play the game, you know, and Lucy was like, well, I'm going to go do it. You know, she played because she wanted to see how characters act when they come out of the vault, whatever. So she played Fallout 4, I think. And Walton was like, I specifically don't want to play the game. I don't want to know anything about the lore because he's like, plenty of people are looking out for the lore. And I want to be the one who's like, just trying to keep us, you know, good to the story.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I just want to make sure that, you know, everybody else is like, we got to stay true to the game. And he's like, I want to make sure we stay true to the story.
No, somebody had to look out for completely. That.
Well, mm-hmm. And then I think Goggins has got the right idea.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
The story is going to dictate the pace. There's always, you know, suspension of disbelief. It's a wrestling term. It can play a role in this as well. It's like, if you're so canon, like Nazi-ish about every element of the canon, mm-hmm. you might lose the entertainment value of the show.
Well, that's the thing.
Being so hyper-focused on it.
Plenty of people are watching this who've never seen anything about Fallout before. I've had friends text me and they're like, oh my gosh, I watched the Fallout TV show and now I'm looking up all the lore. I blame you. And it's like...
And I'm already getting negative.
I didn't know you were watching it.
I'm already seeing negative stuff because, like, there's people that are actually shitting on the new, like, fans. Like, brand new fans. Like,
and I don't know why. Like, we were like, this is exciting. You know, they're going to bring in new people.
Yeah. And it's like they're gatekeeping, you know? And I'm like, God.
Yeah. I feel like that's a big thing.
That's ridiculous.
Well, and I feel like that's what they did to us when we started playing 76. We got gatekeeped.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of people just pissed off that there was something new and it was messing with what they had loved for so long. It's like, look, you can embrace the new or you mm-hmm. can get left behind. And that's what's going to happen.
Big time. I remember those.
Yeah. Well, it's just.
I don't remember that, but I guess because I wasn't new then. So I don't know, but.
I don't know. I mean,
I remember when it first came out.
Well, I remember when I first started playing Fallout at all, you know?
Yeah.
To me, it was brand new, but there was people that played 1 and 2 and they were like, yeah, it's totally different. I don't like that first person shooter stuff. And da da da. I'm like, really? Like, you enjoy that top down? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, that's why I've never played it.
I can't say that I have played it myself, but I've watched it, and I'm like, I liked how it was. I like how the new games are compared to the old.
No, and I played one. I'm a gamer, so I can't help myself. I'm gonna play.
Well, I understand.
So I've gone back and I've played 1, 2. I played for a little bit, and I can't really, you know. I can't say I can't. I haven't really allowed myself to really get into trying to play that one. But 1, I went all the way through it. You know, I took the and man, that is a tough play.
Yeah,
like, oh, yeah, no,
you're
I
used
heard
to
it's
modern
really
technology and, you know, graphics and everything else. Playing that game is a long play the first time through. If you're not like watching, you know, videos and learning how to do it instantaneously where you can get done in 3 hours, because you can. You can play that. You can play. You can get the water chip in like 2 hours, maybe. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
ask TKS Mantis because he's done it enough times.
Which I have to say, I love how they gave that nod to Fallout 1 or the original Fallout with the whole, oh, our water chip isn't going to last.
Yeah.
How is that going to play out? I know that they split up. You know, they split people amongst 33 and 32, which should help. And then now somebody has poisoned all the raiders and they're all dead. So that's going to help.
Well, and but the whole thing could be a lie in the first
it's
place.
It's still busted. So.
Well, you know, and then.
What are they going to do?
I think that's where we. I think maybe that's where we end up having the skinny guy actually leave the vault.
Chat.
Norm.
Well, Chat moved to 32. Or are you talking about Norm? Because Norm's in.
Norm's in 31, stuck in 31.
Nobody knows. I don't even know if anybody's missed him yet.
I'm still thinking he's going to get out of this.
I feel like something's going to happen because I agree.
Well, they won't let him out because they can't just be like, okay, go home, because then he's going to be like, oh my God, you guys, guess what's going on in 31? You know?
Well, I think he's going to get out of the vault.
So stupid.
I think he's going to get out of the vault altogether. Like,
I mean, it's possible that he could overtake Bud somehow. And figure out how to get himself.
I still can't believe that's like one of the big plot twists in this whole thing.
Who, Bud?
Yeah, Bud. And then seeing a young McLaughlin in when. Yeah.
Kyle McLaughlin. Yeah. They had to do some serious work on him.
It didn't look bad. I'm just saying. You could have done a little bit better, but that's just my opinion.
They could have just took scenes from Twin Peaks and like. Doctored it.
That's yeah. Because, you know, Star Wars did it with Princess
Luke
Leia.
Skywalker.
Yeah.
I know, because I watched both times that they did it. I'm like, the second time is better than the first time. Yeah.
And to get the AI better.
Did you see the post that they made? Going back to 76. They made a post, it was like 2 days ago. 1 million of you adventured with us in Fallout 76 in a single day.
Yes, I did see that. Holy
crap. It's not how many show, it's how many stay.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So, when the hype wears down a little bit, how many?
Yeah, it will. People.
Well, yeah, but how many people are we going to keep, though?
Okay,
that would be
I checked
cool.
It out. Yeah, you know, that's. But, you know,
I guess that's the bigger thing.
You're a consistent player. You know, KT or, you know, Knight
KT
Taylor,
and all those guys are consistent.
You know, play for a while, I fade off, and then I come back, and then I fade off, and then I come back.
I mean,
and
I
it's just because I'm a gamer first before I'm a fan of Fallout. I'm a gamer first.
Yeah.
You know,
but you know, the other thing is, I've had, there's been people who have said, that Fallout 76 is good for beginners because they feel like Fallout 3 and Fallout 4 is like you already, like you're supposed to already know how to play Fallout and all that stuff. So it's,
I agree.
You know, being single.
That's because
player,
they never created
harder.
Any kind of tutorial system.
Right,
in
there's
the
not
game.
Really
there was,
tutorial.
There was like,
yeah,
here, figure it out. You know,
right.
Thanks, Todd.
So they're like, well, at least.
it was sort of along the way, really.
Well, and at least in 76, you kind of have. It's not so much a tutorial, but there are people that can help you and tell you, like, what's up.
Right.
And so.
Even in 3, I feel it had more of a tutorial than 4, to be honest.
Everybody, we're going to take a really quick break. Yeah. We'll be right back after this message. And then we're going to get back into digging into a little bit of, you know, Fallout. Hi, welcome to 3 Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at 3 Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using 3countthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed our little message there. Now we're getting back into our conversation. Sassy's laughing, so I'm curious. Oh. I thought you were like laughing about something I just said. I'm like, oh, that was funny.
Laughing at my kid.
So where were we? Tutorial, how I thought there was more of a tutorial in 3 and then
I didn't really get it. There was literally no tutorial on 3 and 4. It was
no,
more
no,
or less
I feel like there was more more.
No, we just started off easy, like, oh.
Well, I mean, if you consider being, you know, the WSDA, you know, how to move left, right, and forward and back. I mean,
and how to shoot the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, how do I walk? Like,
how do you open your inventory? You know.
Yeah.
I like, feel so like they sorted it, like, in okay, three and not so much in four.
I don't know how to equip it.
And then they just went overboard for 76 on the tutorial because you had to do that to get out of the vault.
Well, and even that isn't really truly a tutorial. I mean,
no, they just tell you how to use your camp unit. And that was about the most, and it was like, whoopee.
I mean, if
like,
you look, how
to get one item there, but once you got done with that one item, it was kind of okay, figure out how building works.
Right.
There's no tutorial that taught you how to get the electricity to function. You just kind of, oh, okay, I get it.
Oh, yeah, it was like an accident on how to figure out how to connect wires.
Yeah, it's so fun watching new people.
It's like, I have a generator, and I put down this. Why is no light working?
why is no generator?
It's like, doot-doot.
Then you hit your space bar in accident, and all of a sudden you got a wire.
It's working! You have to have a stupid wire.
Oh!
I got more.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not going to drink it, though. Sorry, I just noticed this while I'm talking right now.
How do you not notice you already had something?
Because I thought it was the other box that I have in here. I have two Red Bull boxes behind my computer. I thought it was the other one.
So you keep warm Red Bull?
No, I got a fridge right beside me.
That's just the stuff that won't fit in there. Your fridge and your computer.
Well, it's more of a freezer. It's a freezer. It turns into Red Bull slushy.
So bougie. I have to go to the next room to get anything.
I got to do my new room, you know,
across the hall. I'm going to get a mini fridge in there.
Oh, wow. It doesn't work like that anymore.
Super bougie. Jaxus, you just put up the you'll be right back on stream.
Yeah. I was trying to do that in here, but it, like I said, my snap cam's messed up everything. So I'm like, I can't make me go away for a minute like I used to. I make everybody go away now.
Gotcha. Oh, well. Okay.
So,
cool. So back to Fallout here, guys. What?
Well, I was looking at the Walter Goggins character here, and to me it seemed like he had the bloody build. And
yes,
I know they say he doesn't or whatever, but like, dude, everything he shot like exploded on impact. Unless he had a gun with exploding rounds, like in 76.
Well, that was obviously he had exploding rounds. He had exploding rounds, and I still think he had bloody mess.
Oh, I believe he bloody mess for sure.
Well, according to Fallout, they didn't give him a bloody mess perk.
What did you guys think
Fallout when the dude know better?
When Maximus stepped on the dude's foot.
Oh my god!
And he took his boot off. What did you think?
What did you think when the snake whale salesman gave him a cure?
But it didn't, though. It just turned him into a ghoul.
Well, yeah, but dude,
do you think he's going to turn into a ghoul, or is he going to turn into some?
I don't know what he's gonna do right now.
Maximus just assumes that he's just a
because
ghoul.
Maximus is assuming that. I don't know that he's seen
so we have to assume that at this point because there's nothing else to go about it.
Saw a hand at the Enclave base.
We can speculate.
Yeah.
I mean,
and besides, that's not how you make ghouls. You don't make ghouls by giving them some random liquid.
Well, I mean, this is a special case, though.
It might be some special radiation blend that he concocted of something, but
don't you think that would have made
some sort of snake oil like thing that
he would have radiation sickness? He wouldn't have just been like, I feel great and I have no pain and I heal up when I get shot in the neck with an arrow. I think they gave him special F.
Oh, you mean FEV?
Yeah, I think that's what he made, was some kind of FEV concoction and gave it to him. And that's why he was like, Because remember, he was like,
well, then that means
there's a lot of radiation there. And he was like, oh, well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Bye.
And he like beat it out of Dodge.
I mean, if you noticed also, we didn't see any super mutants in this first season either.
Well,
I thought for sure we'd see at least a couple.
We saw a hand.
Besides the hand, I get the hand. I mean, a full size super mutant.
Yeah, but Nolan said he didn't want to throw everything in the first season. So we didn't see Deathclaws and we didn't see super mutants outside of a hint of a super mutant.
I would understand the Deathclaws, but
working on them.
Mariposa is literally right almost
don't
there.
Going to get like, you know, Children of Adam and, you know, all these.
But how do we know that Enclave base wasn't at Mariposa? Or somewhere nearby.
I thought it was Raven Rock.
We don't know that. We don't know where it was. There was no name. All we know is that guy, they were conditioning dogs. Obviously, somebody was working on super mutants. And he beat it out of there. And then, the Enclave was willing to pay whatever
accidentally killed,
to get him gone.
The dog killed that guard.
Yeah,
well, it was another scientist.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because somebody came in and was like, what are you doing? And the dog was like, don't treat my daddy like that.
And then he just killed him.
Mm-hmm. Went straight for the jugular by the looks of it.
Like, holy crap. And then it got really weird.
Hancock
like in the middle
became
of the series.
A ghoul from an injection.
Yeah, Raven Rock was East Coast. I possibly, but I can't remember.
That could have been
and
the
I know that
factor serum.
The guy that was Nick Valentine's rival, he did some sort of controlled radiation to make himself a ghoul. But this doesn't feel like ghoul. This doesn't feel right.
I understand where you're coming from, but
neither
if he's
like
a ghoul
heal
or not.
Like that? I don't think they heal like that because otherwise, why didn't the ghoul's finger just grow back when it got?
What about
off?
The healing factor serum?
I mean, maybe, but
that could be a thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But
does it regrow limbs? I don't know. Does it?
I mean, if it did, it would regrow something.
I mean,
because I don't think so. What I'm saying is, I don't think he's going to be a ghoul. I don't think he is a ghoul.
It's a mutation.
Whatever. I don't think he was given radiation.
Okay, yeah, no, I agree.
His foot regrew bones or whatever that were destroyed and fixed itself, right? The ghoul could not regrow his finger. He had to sew Lucy's on.
Let's see here. Healing factor mutation saves a lot of the resources healing between fights. The negatives of any of the mutations are severely diminished.
I know he wasn't originally a ghoul, but yeah, I don't think that Thaddeus is going to be a ghoul.
I actually just feel bad for Thaddeus, to be honest, because he just got caught
in the middle
of all
this. But I think if he had the FEV, he may not. I mean, because I think if he was a ghoul, he would die from the arrow in the throat.
You know, it might be the healing. It might be what he was talking about.
The
healing factor.
Yeah,
because
the more reading I do on
possible.
It,
that's possible.
Because he wasn't in combat, he was sitting still, and it reacted fairly quickly. And it's going to reduce the effectiveness of any chemicals that they use outside of that.
No, that doesn't matter though. But just the way that he I mean, if he gave him something cool like healing factor serum, it's like that doesn't seem like that's something that he would be like. Okay, I gotta go now because you're gonna be mad at me when you find out. Does healing factor serum make you resistant to radiation like FEV does?
You know what?
Because remember, he specifically said
he was very specific about that. Yeah,
because that's a highly radiated area, and he was like, well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. That was very specific. And then he was like packing up his shit, like, I gotta go. And he was out. Because he didn't want any questions asked, because I'm pretty sure that they were going to find out that, I just gave you a little injection of FEV.
Would a ghoul die from an arrow through the throat?
No, I don't think they
probably.
Would.
Probably. I mean, we do it all the time.
We shoot them. I mean, that
you have to shoot
them.
Multiple times at them to kill them, but.
Yeah. Well, you got to shoot almost anybody multiple times to kill them in this game. I mean, think about it.
You're right.
Very rarely do you one-shot anything. I mean, you can, but.
unless you hit it right in the head, you know, I mean.
Double tap. Don't be stingy with the ammo.
Double tap and then squat.
Right, Cooper was hit like probably 6 times in the chest in various areas, never hit in the head.
Yeah.
But we don't know if he was wearing armor of any kind. We don't know.
Well, you could see the actual penetration, though.
Did he bleed? I don't remember.
Do ghouls really bleed?
Sure.
Do ghouls bleed?
Did he? I mean, he bled when his finger came off, right?
I don't know. I don't know if it went.
No, I don't think it actually bled.
Hmm.
Something to think about.
But then Lucy's didn't really bleed either, which is like not reality.
Yeah, it should have been going like literally.
Like it should have been pumping. Yeah, it should have been spurting. Yeah. Every time her heart beat, you should get like a little spray of blood. So it's like,
yeah. Oh,
same with Wilzig and his foot that came off too. He should have bled out.
That was so gnarly looking.
He should have bled out in the time that he laid.
I like
there.
How the dog started like licking his foot. He's like, stop that.
I know.
Dog's so creepy.
It was daddy. He didn't. I mean, but you think like it's dead now. It's like, ugh. What about the gulper, man?
I don't like the fingers in the mouth thing. I thought that was kind of dumb.
But they explain that.
How
the gulper was there.
Used to be
like
a human.
Experiment.
Yeah.
Used to be a human. I guess that's the bigger
thing. How they were doing like, human crossing radiation resistant creatures with humans.
And that's how we got all the fingers.
That was from Vault 4. Mm-hmm.
Number 4.
Because that was scientist vault with no leaving scientists unchecked.
Well, and then
that's what happens.
The whole mention of gulpers in the first place. I don't remember ever hearing anything about gulpers in like Fallout 1 or 2.
No,
I feel like it's a new thing.
It's far as I know, it's mutually exclusive to Appalachia.
They're in 76, but they are not like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like
gulpers to me look like a frog lizard hybrid.
Yeah,
but they did say that they were taking radiation resistant creatures and then crossing them with humans. So maybe they
took a
found
gulper
these
and
gulpers that were radiation resistant to cross with humans, and they just kept the name gulper.
It's a gulper.
Instead
gulper.
Of human gulper or something.
It's a gulper gulper.
Gulper. It's
or the
bigger one
gulper
off the
hybrid chain. Or some other thing that would be a little better descriptive than just gulper.
No, there were floaters in Fallout 1 that were very different.
Floaters or gulpers?
He said
floaters in 76 too.
Fallout 4 was clearly dealing with FEV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Eric, why aren't you on here?
Because he's working.
Yeah, that's the bigger thing. Why aren't you here?
Because he's working.
You can't Zoom call while you're on your phone? Put your headphones on?
That's what I did.
Well, that's what he did last week with Zach. He popped in during his lunch.
Oh. I guess he can't be like talk. I mean, like he has the ability to text while he's working. Because I'm at work and vacuuming right now. Okay, okay.
We don't want
to hear the vacuuming. Like,
we don't want vacuum.
By the way, my opinion is. That wouldn't go over.
So we just have to read all the comments from our other member.
That's okay. At least he's got.
Yeah, Vault 4 was probably dealing with FEV because, like I said, it was the vault. Full of scientists that were unchecked on their experiments. They had no stops. It was like, you can do whatever you want, experiment with whatever you want and make whatever you want. There's no morality, no ethics, nothing. And he said,
yay!
As he's being killed by a gulper, I still think that it's a good reason to, you know, let scientists have unchecked ability, you know, whatever. And it was
no!
like,
before he died.
Your creation is busting into your house right now. You're about to die, dude. It's going to kill you. Yeah, and you still think that the experiment was a good idea.
The experiment was a success as he's getting eaten.
Yeah. Like, I still think this was a good idea. Okay, buddy.
Okay, you be you, foo. And then the cult.
You be you, foo.
The Shady Sands cult in the middle of that Vault 4.
Yeah, so this...
That got weird, even for Fallout standards.
So what I'm wondering is if the gulpers and whatever cleared out Fallout, or cleared out Vault 4 of all the scientists, and then Shady Sands got blown up or whatever by...
By Hank.
Because he was mad that his wife left
him. At least that was blamed on him. Yeah.
That was blamed on him at this point.
He blew it up because he was pissed that his wife left. So there you go. If he wasn't, you know, if he didn't think he was going to be a bad guy, he's a bad guy.
I actually was praying he was going to be a bad guy.
Me too.
I'm like, Kyle
MacLachlan plays such great villains.
He does play such great villains.
I'm like, he's not doing the whole really dark, swarmy, nasty dude that he can be. Mm-hmm. He's kind of in between being dad and being
evil.
When he took a shovel
to that guy's head that was attacking
and dunked him. You saw his daughter was like,
right. Did you not see daddy got some history. Yeah. I don't think daddy was born in a vault. I think daddy's got like something, you know, and she's
daddy's got like, issues.
And she's like, oh my gosh, this man that I think was so great. And like, what did you just do? Like, thank you for saving me. But, oh my God.
Then you see Hank's interaction with Cooper when he was, you know, oh, I'm such a fan and da da da. And then you see that kind of, okay, you're a dick.
Yeah.
You know? You're a big dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love how 218 years later the ghoul still remembers and he's like, so you want another autograph now? Hank? And it's like, oh snap.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, that was good. That was good. Yeah,
that was a great section of dialogue right there.
I have
a feeling that there's more history to be like uncovered about.
I'm sure there's gonna be something because he's the one who keeps calling the house for the wife because he's her executive assistant or whatever.
Yeah, executively putting something in that assistant, you know,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa.
Into his boss.
They're playing hokey pokey.
And maybe that's it. Maybe she's having an affair with him.
They're playing the hokey pokey game.
We don't know what's going on at work. I kind of don't see her having an affair, but I see her getting like really pissed. I feel like
she's just more into her work.
She is way more into her work.
Oh, yeah.
I see her getting like completely pissed when she finds out that Cooper is like spying on her. Because you notice she never tells him anything about work. You know, because here's Bud, like, oh, I'm sure she told you all about Bud's. And he's like, no.
She
mentioned it.
Well, and then her personality is like night and day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, her and
Cordelia. She's like a stone queen, ice princess.
And she's, you can tell her moral compass is completely switched. As soon as she's not around Cooper. Around Cooper, right. She's the great American wife and all that, you know, kind of stuff. And then when she gets into that, you know, that other environment, that corporate environment, mm-hmm. she's a shark. And she
absolutely.
It's just the fact that she didn't even run by him. She's like, oh, we have an after party, you know, and he's like, all right, well, fine. We'll show up for a couple hours.
Yeah, she's boss, and she's like, for sure.
It's at our house.
Yeah.
And it's like
oh.
Like, do you not run this by your...
He didn't have a bitch please moment. He had a, oh.
Yeah, she just makes the decisions, and he's just supposed to fall in line. And it's like, you know, usually if you're going to have a party or some big thing with a bunch of people over, I usually like, it's like a, hey, by the way, this is going to happen. So apparently, like, she just doesn't need to, you know, inform him of said decisions until it's happening.
I feel like... Second season.
He's so cool. He just takes it in stride. Okay, babe, whatever.
I feel like we're going to have a lot to talk about when it comes to this TV show Even though we've watched the first season, I just see us unpacking this thing for months and months.
Oh,
hopefully long enough for the next very one comes much. Out. So
I mean, even though I've watched certain episodes like 3-4 times, I still find things that I've missed because there's so many details, so many little Easter eggs, so many nuances.
Like, so see, everybody out there in the world that's listening to us right now, you know, send us your text messages into Twitch, or not Twitch, sorry, into Twitter at FollowRTB. Or send us emails on your ideas or whatever it is you think about the TV show. We want to hear your takeaways. We want to hear your guys' takeaways, and we'll read some of this stuff on air. You know, I mean, if you ever wanted to hear your name live on a show, that's the way to do it. Send us an email at falloutrtb@gmail.com.
If you're not signing comments through Apple Podcasts, we're having troubles.
Okay. There. Yeah.
We are. We have for a long time.
You can make comments Apple or ask questions on Spotify.
Spotify, YouTube, but not Apple Podcasts. Sorry, guys.
Apparently, it's not working so good. But you can still send your reviews there and anywhere else that you watch us, because your reviews make it so that we can grow and get bigger. And if you're listening to us, you sounds like you kind of care. And for the love of God, guys, you guys keep watching our videos on YouTube, but you're not subscribing. Do you realize that we've got a 77% viewing like ratio of people that don't subscribe, but they watch every week?
Yeah, it's really weird. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
We get like 300 plus impressions of that are like, you know, on there that are going, and they're all non-subscribers, but they keep coming back. Well, if you're coming back, just hit the button real quick, man.
Just subscribe. Yay.
Just hit the button.
Folks, that's and
if you
do
hit the notification button, then you'll know when we're here.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, that's going to do it for us this week. Everybody say goodnight. Have a great time. Thank you for coming. Next week, we'll try to have another exciting adventure in the world of Fallout.
This is getting to be too much that I have to remember. Okay, good night.
Oh, wait.
Guys,
I forgot what else you said. You said I had to say that.
Guys, I don't know. You know what next week is?
Oh, Jeopardy?
Jeopardy's next week.
So we're playing Jeopardy next week, guys.
Yeah. Next week. So here's my host voice. It will be a showdown between our two most favorite lore casters here, between Sassy Lady and Jaxus. Whoever wins will play next for Who Wants to Be a Caps Millionaire?
Me, I want to be a
See us next week.
Sassy's going to whoop my ass.
Who Wants to Be a Caps Millionaire? Where you can... Where I'm not going to give you nothing.
You're going to pat on your back. Anyway, folks, let's say goodnight. Good night, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Yeah.
This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
When a wasteland detective and a vault girl cross paths, no criminal is safe.
You're both under arrest.
Don't move a muscle if you know what's good for you.
Based in Bethesda's Fallout series, follow Walter and Bunny as they traverse the Texas Commonwealth and New Vegas, busting big crime rings.
We'll need all we can to expand into Vegas territory.
And surviving anything the wasteland can throw at them.
It's him! It's the Mothman!
Featuring a series of nail-biting narratives and guest stars from across the Fallout community. It's anybody's guess what thrilling case is up next.
War never changes, does it, Bunny?
No, it certainly does not.
True Vault Escapades, a Fallout audio drama. Available anywhere you get podcasts.